Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands. Deathlands number 134, Glory's Stockpile. When J.B. Dix awoke and opened his eyes, everything was dark. He felt for his glasses and was reassured to find they had somehow, miraculously, remained on his face during the cave-in. But he couldn't move. Something heavy was pinning him down, pressing on his legs and chest.
Oh, dark night.
His right arm was trapped too, not in pain, just immobile. He tried to wriggle it free of whatever was pressing upon it.
Stuck like a pig, damn it.
He could move his hand and fingers of the arm. Some of his forearm seemed to be free, but it didn't do him much good.
Ugh, shit!
And then he felt something nip at his trapped fingers.
Ah! Shit! Shit! What the fuck is that? Get off me!
Without illumination, JB couldn't see what it was. He could only feel it scuttling over his hand and wrist.
Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck!
He frantically flexed his fingers, trying to twist his arm somehow, trying to grab the thing that had bitten him, but it was impossible. Whatever it was, probably the biter Jack had seen earlier, moved from his hand and crawled up above his wrist, running along the inside of his arm. Its spines or spikes felt through the material of JB's sleeve. Maybe if he could see it, he could shoot it, somehow shoot around the rock that pinned him. But in the darkness, he ran the risk of shooting his own hand off.
Shit. Where's my damn light?
He reached around with his free arm, down to his hip where his satchel hung, but his bag must have slipped during the cave-in.
Fuck!
He cursed himself for running ahead, even as the whole shaft had been collapsing around him.
Mildred! Doc! Ryan! Christy! Are you there? Can anyone hear me?
All he could hear was the sound of his own breathing, using up the last of the oxygen down here in his tiny makeshift coffin, as those prickling fingers or legs or teeth probed along his hand and lower arm.
I am royally fucked.
What was it he'd been saying to Mildred just the night before? That the Apaches had called him the man who walks without friends. It looked like now he was going to die without friends.